From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Kelly Mitchell. We're doing something that's a first for us. We're doing a movie premiere on our website. It's part of the 9th Borscht Film Festival. It officially doesn't start until Wednesday, and it runs through the weekend. But we're hoping to put you in the mood for what's become a way to feature South Florida filmmakers with their unique and often Caribbean-influenced stories. Waiting for Berta is our selection. That was my grandmother's name, so I'm happy about that. And Jonathan David Cain is the producer. Now, Jonathan, we don't want to give too much away, but what is Waiting for Berta about?
This is a movie by a director named Lamir Fano called Waiting for Berta. And this movie is about a grudge that's lasted over 50 years between two women, and a grudge that's traveled over 90 miles from Cuba to Miami. You know, this woman who is up in years, who, after putting everything behind her, has all these emotions and stirred up, and these memories stirred up by a chance encounter with this woman named Berta, who was on the other side of the Cuban Revolution. It kind of becomes a funny black comedy spy movie. This elderly woman decides to stalk her and eventually, you know, assassinate her, try to kill her. So she follows her home and follows her every move until she can, do it, pull the trigger.
When I talk with filmmakers who are trying to get their foot in the door, I invariably hear them say, "Oh, we wanted to make movies for ourselves." And you said that as well. What do you mean by that?
I grew up with a camera in my hand. My father was a filmmaker and a photographer and a videographer who fled communism in Bulgaria, came here and did anything but making films. But I grew up with cameras around me all the time. And, we would just make movies in our backyard. My friends in high school and I would just make things to make it because it was fun. It was, we weren't very athletic, so we made movies. I think this is a shared experience for a lot of people, just being creative for the sake of it. And I'm not really sure when that transitioned into a professional career for myself or any of my friends. I guess it's when people started paying attention and liking the movies and not saying, patting me on the back and saying, "Oh, it'll be better next time."
What does getting your work into a film festival like Borscht mean?
A film festival gives exposure to films that don't have the mega Hollywood machine behind them. A film festival like the Borscht Film Festival gives a playground and a experiment kit to filmmakers who just want to express ideas that even the indie labels won't want to give a go.
Jonathan David Cain, we do not have to wait for Berta. We have the film for you on WLRN.org, but getting the popcorn is up to you. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.